Today's here in the Deer Shoe, Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of the beautiful Siman Tof Kuf Yud Ches, which deals with the halachos of carrying on Yontif. And we're going to do Sif Gimel today, which is on the second line of Kuf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. And the Mechaber starts, Sif Gimel. Lo kach eitz she'eino meyuchod l'shpud. The person takes a piece of wood that wasn't designated as a kli for being a spit, a shpud. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, Lo kach eitz she'eino meyuchod. He says, Avol im hu meyuchod l'tzli. If this was a specially designed piece of wood that is being used as a spit, so it doesn't make any difference, bein im hu shaleitz, whether it's a wooden spit, o shel matochos, or a metal spit, toras kliyala, then it has the status of being a utensil, o mutal l'taltalo b'chol inyin shiyurtza, and then you're certainly allowed to go and carry it like a regular utensil on yontif. It's certainly not a concern at all whatsoever. So here we're talking specifically back to the Mechaber, about a piece of wood, a spit that is just a piece of wood that wasn't specifically designated as a spit. It was a firewood piece of wood, but you're going to use it now as a spit. Vitzola bo baser, and you stabbed a piece of meat, and you're using it to roast this piece of meat with this makeshift spud. So in this situation, as soon as you finish the roasting of the meat with this spud, so then you are not allowed to go and carry this spit any further afterwards, because she'eino kli, as we already pointed out, it's not having the status of a kli, and therefore it's something that's disgusting at this point in time. Ella, what should you do? Shomto, you quickly discard it. We'll see. The opinion that the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down is that you just literally drop it where you are, and then you can move it tiltul ma'atzad. U'menicha b'keren zavis, via bringing it to the corner where you want it to stay out of the way, not hurt anybody by kicking it or moving it in some tiltum in that side fashion. And the reason you're allowed to do even that is kadesh lo yizokubo, so nobody should get hurt with this sharp spit or this burning ember type of a spit. That would be the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. We will bring down the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, a different opinion that says, no, you're actually, once you're holding it, you're allowed to carry it there. We'll get to this discussion, Mitzvah Shem, later in the Shia today. Now, when is this allowed to be done in this fashion, that you have to do this in oshomto, throw it down right away, or put it into the corner, according to a more lenient opinion, right away, and now let it move it after that, is only afilu eino lo baser klal. This is in a situation when it doesn't have any meat on it at all. Then you're allowed to do this in this somewhat unusual fashion of dropping it right away and then moving it tiltum in atzad to not cause any damage. But as we'll see, if it's in a place where it doesn't cause any damage, you're not even allowed to do this. But if there is meat on it, then you are allowed to go and move it like a regular utensil because of the meat that's on it. Now, we said a lot over here, and I talked out a lot, but now we'll see it all inside. So let's go first to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin. And he says, this piece of wood wasn't designated as a spit, like we pointed out already in the Chofetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha. If you did designate it as a spit beforehand, so then it's a kli. When we call Mokum, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Mutu l'shtamish b'letzorzeh. You are allowed to use this piece of wood that was a piece of firewood, say, hey, it's going to be a good spit. I'll use it as a spit. And this is based upon Kudel, Simin Tov Kuf Beis, and Siv Gimel in the Ramor Bahago over there. And we said, Umayri there, Shoya Eitz Yovesh Shiroyal Asoke, if it's a dried piece of wood that is Muchan as firewood, and then you're allowed to use it for other purposes as well. Ukmoshin is Barshon, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Beis, as we learned already over there. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yudzayin, he says, why aren't you allowed to move it after you roasted with this spit? Also, l'talt lo achar kach. So Mishnah Berurah says, the ayideh hatzliya, because of this roasting with this spit, this piece of meat, nasa shpud mos umuktsa. This spit now became disgusting. It's greasy, it's all burnt, and it's muktsa. And it doesn't have the halachic status of being allowed to be moved because it's muktsa. Now, Chofetz Chaim brings down here, we've had this discussion previously, that there is an opinion that says that there is no muktzah on yontiv. So he points out, v'af lamatirin muktzah b'yontiv, even according to the opinion that says that there is no din of muktzah on yontiv. Nevertheless, even according to that more lenient opinion, das kama achronim, there are the opinion of many achronim, you can see this is the Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Gimel, Tosus, and the Ran, there's also the Marshal, the El Yarab, and the Graz, that all say, even according to the Mekel opinion of no muktzah on yontiv, here, they would still say that it's osur. Why? Mishum she'ein alav toras kli. When we say that there's no din of muktzah, that's because it's at least a kli. But here, it's not even a kli. And therefore, there is a concept of muktzah even on yontif. Even according to the opinion, says there normally is no concept of muktzah on yontif. And therefore, you can't move it. Sivkot and yudches, also l'taltalo. Mishnah Berurah says, "In eino tzarich od litzlos bo." We're talking here when you have no further need for it. We don't say, "Well, I just started using it as a spit, so I have to stop because now it's muktzah." No, while you're using it as a spit, you're allowed to continue using it as a spit. And even if you stop using it as a spit, you want to put it back. Oh, I thought it was well done enough, but it's not well done enough. You can put it back. Od litzlos bo. You're allowed to do that. Or olahasik bo litanur. Or when you're done with it, you say, "Well, now I need more fire in my fireplace, and I'm going to go put in some more wood, and this spit, this shpud, is going to be the new wood, because the eitzim lo nitnu el asaka, because the purpose of firewood is for firewood, for burning, uchai gabda, or something like that, and therefore, even though it can't be used anymore as a spit, because it's disgusting, and you can't use it for something else, but you still can use it as firewood. And the reason why you can't use it is because ain't no clay. Mishapur says in Sivkot Yutes, Rotsu Lomar, because while you're using it as a spit, you didn't make it into a clay. The Ayidei Zesh also, but my Sishput, even though one could argue, hey, I'm using it as a spit, doesn't that turn it into a spit? No. Lo Nasikli, it doesn't have the status of being a clay in this situation. And the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in Sharetzion Oschavov, that's why, Ulochi Mutu Litzlos, the eighth Shenu Muchan. Otherwise, how are you allowed to use this piece of firewood to use it as a spit? Because it wasn't mukhan as a spit. So he says, because you're not really turning it into a spit right now. It's functioning. You're using it as a spit, but it's not a spit in halacha. And this is different. The Lodomila Simon Tof Kuv Zayin Siv Gimel, where we learned about this, Ayin Sham, and you can see this in the issue footnote number 27, where the purpose of the Chofetz Chaim bringing that down is, over there we said that the Shulchan Aruch was posek, she also lekachas eitz mi bein eitzei hasokim. You're normally not allowed to go take a piece of wood from amongst the pieces of wood that are being in your wood pile for your fireplace because of Isser Mesakin money. You can't use that for something else because there you're creating it into being now a kli. And that case was talking about Shehofech Haseitz L'Kli HaMayuad L'Leches Achito. You were using it there to be like stoking the fire. And there you're using it now as an instrument. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch there said you're not allowed to go and do that because that's Mesakin money. But here you're allowed to do it, to go and roast the meat, and we're not concerned about Masaki Mona because you're not turning it into a spit. Even though you're using it as a spit, it doesn't have the shame of a shpud, doesn't have the shame of a kli, and therefore here you're allowed to do this, as opposed to there, where we said that you're taking something to stoke the fire, you're turning it into now a poker that you're stoking the fire with. That's the difference. Then we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof. He says, but you must drop it right away when you're done. As soon as you're totally done, there's no more roasting to do. And you're not throwing it into the fire for using it as firewood. El Shomto. Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, wrote Salomar. What the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, She'eino Rashoi Litlo Achetz Liyoso Ulhanicho Kidarko. What you're not allowed to do is take it when you're done and put it back in its place, nice and organized and arranged. That you can't do. What must you do? Go into the Mishnah Berurah. El Shomto Maher. You have to drop it, so to say, quickly. Begrira, and then you're allowed to drag it on the ground, the tiltu minatzad, and push it with your foot or with some other thing indirectly, tiltu minatzad, achiaviro milufanov lekaren's office, until you get it away from in front of you where you don't want it, where somebody could trip on it, where somebody could burn themselves on it, prick themselves on it, whatever, and they bring it into the corner, lekaren's office, where it's safe and it won't cause any damage. Now, we said quite a bit over here. So, first, let's look in the Sharetzion Oschav Zayin, where the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is the opinion of Rashi, albeit he notes that Rashi himself says that the opinion of the halacha is like Ravina, who says it's mutra afilu tutu gomer. However, he brings down, Chofetz Chaim brings down, the Tur doesn't hold like this, and look in the Beis Yosef, and he says the Beis Yosef holds that the opinion of the Tur is like the Mechaber says over here, that you have to drop it right away. Furthermore, Vida, the Yesh Ktsas Meforshim, there are poskim that hold that Shomto means in the normal way. In other words, you can carry, since you're holding it, you can keep on carrying it and put it down on the corner. They say, Shalocho tekef mechaticha satzliu menicho. When you're done with it, so you have it in your hand, you're holding it as a spit, you took the meat off, now you're holding it in your hand, you don't have to drop it. You can bring it to the corner. And he says, look at the Miri for this, the Chidush Rashba for this, in the name of Tosos. Velo tzrichna lefize lechalik benahi dehocho lahi dekos. Therefore, they don't make any distinction between our discussion here with the spit and the discussion elsewhere with the coats, where we said that you're allowed to, when you're holding the coats, you're allowed to pick it up and move it, continue holding it and put it someplace else. So according to these poskim, you'd be allowed to do this by the coats and by the spit, by the shpud. Now, in Dirshu, footnote number 28, he brings down, af im hashpud adayim biyodo. He says, according to the more machmir opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even if you're holding it. So the hachra of the achronim is shelo itiru lahamshich ulatalpil muktza shekvar biyado, unless it's a kli. And we learned in Simin Shin Ches that the only time if you're holding something, when you're holding something that's muktza, you had a heter to hold it, now it's muktza afterwards, so then since you're holding it, you're allowed to go and put it down someplace else. But that only applies with a kli shemalach to lisa. So let's say you had the hammer, you're banging open the walnuts with, so it's a kli shemalach to lisa, but using litzarech gufo. So therefore, you're allowed to smash open the walnuts and use the hammer. Now, what do? You're holding onto the hammer. You don't have to drop it and kick it over to your toolbox in the corner of the room. You're allowed to pick it up and put it down in the toolbox. That's because it's a kli. But here, the shbud is not a kli, as we've already pointed out, and therefore, that's why over here, according to the machmir opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you have to just drop it right away. Now, the issue footnote number 29 adds on a whole discussion about the knife that the mole uses to do a bris mila. So the sakin shomila. Now, this is something that is muktza, machem sisharim kis. It's a very expensive knife, and he's not going to go cut an apple with it. He's going to want to use it only for the mila. So the Ramon Yerideya paskin, that the mole is allowed to go and take his knife after the bris mila and nicely put it down. He doesn't have to drop it and kick it. But instead, he's allowed to take the knife, which he's holding in his hand, and put it down wherever he wants to put it down, and that is allowed. Why? He says the mila knife is not muktza really, because Ben Ashmashos, the person knew that he had a mila to do on Shabbos morning. So therefore, it wasn't muktza, Ben Ashmashos. And therefore, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi that the Shpud is different. By the Shpud, in Lomar Kain, you can't say the same thing, because the Shpud was muktza during the Ben Ashmashos. It was a piece of firewood. And therefore, Av Shohaya Mutter Litaltalo Litzorach Hatzliya. Oh, you are allowed to use it for firewood or for the roasting, because you're not making it into a kli. But the minute it's done, it goes back to its status of being before, that it's muktza, as opposed to the knife of the Mila that wasn't muktza really beforehand. And the issur by the Mila knife is only because you don't want to use it for something else, because it's muktza, machmas chisar, and kiss. It's very expensive. You don't want to waste it on cutting an apple open. But for this Shabbos, it wasn't muktza. So therefore, lo hikzo so midaito ben ashmashos. During the ben ashmashos period of time, he said, I'm going to need to use it afterwards to put it back. And therefore, it's not also to be metaltal it after the bris mila. However, there are those that say that it's actually also to do so. And this is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Shom as well. So the Nechabe said, what do you do with it? You drop it, and you put it into a Keren Zovis so that nobody should get hurt from it. Sifkat and Chofalot, the Mishnah Berurah says, Uchahi del'el in Simen Shinches, Sif Yudches, Linen Coats. This is what I referred to before, where in Huchos Shabbos, if there's some dangerous item like a thorn, a splinter, or something like that, that could hurt people in the public area, B'shus HaRabim, you're allowed to go and kick it and move it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umiyu. There we said you're actually allowed to go and pick it up in certain situations. Mishum du hezeka derabim, because of the large likelihood that people will get hurt from it. This is like a huge stumbling block, literally or figuratively, for people in the rabim. So therefore, you could even pick it up with your hand in that situation and move it away to prevent the damage. But here, you're only allowed to kick it. And the Chavetz Chaim explains in Sivkot and Chavchetz, in the Shaar HaTzion, from the Chemed Moshe, im nimtza shpud b'shabes b'shus harabim, also, l'taltalo pochus me'arba amos. You can't even do it pochus me'arba amos. And the reason is, he says later on in this Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim says, she'ein hezeko motzu kokach, because the spit just isn't that dangerous. If it were very dangerous, then you'd be allowed to move it as well. But here, you're only allowed to do tiltum menatzad, and you shouldn't do any of the other things that would be allowed if it was shchicha hezeko, if it was a highly likely thing to occur. The issue footnote number 30 brings down as well that we learned in Shulchan Aruch earlier, Shetiltu Menatzad is mutter, Gam Shalom Machmezik. Something that's Tiltu Menatzad, as long as it's Tiltu Menatzad, then you're allowed to do it even not for preventing damage, but only if you're doing it, Kol Shematalta Litzorch Dovra Mutter, if you're doing it for something that is permissible, then you're allowed to do this. Finally, then the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkon Chav Beis, we said that you're allowed to do this even if there's no meat on it. The Kol Zeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, "B'munach b'mokum sh'ovrim b'nei beis usham." This is when it's in a common place for damage to occur. However, k'mosh chosuk uchaver k'deish lo izoku, because the whole reason that you're allowed to do this is it shouldn't cause damage. Ha imunach b'natzad, but if it's in a place where it won't cause damage, so he brings down from the Rashba. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, in the Avodas Hakodesh of the Rashba. Aser lazuzo, so you're not allowed to go and move it. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha. He says it's. States in the Avodas Hakodesh of the Rashba, the Biyeshal of Bas, if there's meat on it, afilu bepachus mikizayis mutal shamto. Then even if there's a small amount of meat on it, even less than a kizayis, you're allowed to go and move it. Afilu bemokum deleka lemechash hezek, even if there's absolutely no concern of damage because of the meat that's on it. And the issue footnote number 34 reminds us that we have discussed this in the past, for example, with tiltul atzamos, with the bones after you finish eating, that as long as there's a little bit of meat still on them, you can move the whole thing because of the meat, the little meat that's on it, even though it's mostly bone, even without a shinoi in that situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah ulitzorech ochel nefesh, for the purposes of ochel nefesh, which is of course mutter on yontif, as we learned multiple times, Baruch Hashem, ulitzorech ochel nefesh mutter l'taltal kol, afilu muktzah. You're allowed to go move something for muktzah, that's muktzah, for the purposes of ochel nefesh. He brings down in the Rambam, and as well the Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel tells us, for example, what's something that's muktzah, kigon avonim offer, if you have stones or dirt, hamunach l'fnei peiros, that are in front of peiros. You want to get to the peiros, but you can't get to the peiros unless you move the dirt or the stones away. So then, mutter l'taltalam, you're allowed to go move the stones or the dirt away, even with your hands, ulasirim k'dei lavo l'peiros, in order to get to the fruit. K'moshin zbor le'el, as we've already learned previously, in Sof Simin Tov Kuf Tes, not that long ago. Now, v'u adim minyanenu, the same thing applies over here. Mutter l'taltal or eitz, you're allowed to move the wood, ulasirim imkomu shemunach, and move it from the place where it's there, in order for you to do ochel nefesh. So the wood is where you want to go and cook something, so you're allowed to move the wood so you can go cook over there. And all of this is allowed because of Simchas Yontif. The issue foot number 31 brings down an interesting aside. What about when noy sukkah fall on top of the table during sukkahs, and it's on Yontif for Shabbos, when you can't move them because they're muktzah? So he says, you're allowed to go move it because of ochel nefesh, mutter l'taltalam ulasirum. It brings out from the Prima Gadim, Shem Evshah, the Tiltum Natsat. If you can do it indirectly, that's better. For example, you can pick up the tablecloth and shake it off. That would be better. You shouldn't do it with your hands if you don't have to. But if you have to, you can even do it with your hands. Back to Mishnah Berurah, he says, Uchol Zeh Bishvil Ochel Nefesh Simchas Yontif. The only reason you're allowed to do this, as we said, is because of Ochel Nefesh and Simchas Yontif. However, Horot Tzolch Gufo Mekomo Biyam Osir. But if you need that place, not for food purposes, you're not allowed to do it. Uchilel Simen Tov Kuv Beis, we've already learned this as well. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'nei l'fi masha kosu shom, k'savu shom b'Mishnah Berurah sif katan chafalef." What we learned over there, "Das kamachronim du rak l'man diosa muktzah." Here, it again goes according to the Machmir opinion that there's muktzah on yontif, so there you're not allowed to move it. But if you go according to the Mekel opinion that you are allowed to have muktzah on yontif, there is no issur of muktzah on yontif. Al yesh omrim b'simin tavtzadi hey, the muktzah shar b'yontif. Then, eitzim sholim lasoka. If it's firewood waiting to be used for firewood, Mutarim gam l'shar tashvah, then you can move it for any other reason, even for non-firewood burning purposes. Ochein, however, binyanenu, here he says the opinion of das kamachron. You can see this in the Shavuot Zion Oslam and Aleph. This is Marshal, the Yerabah, the Graz, and the Prima Gadim. Others as well. The be'etz shetzolubo who muktzul kuliyamu v'chanal. That if you're talking about a spit over here, the wood was used. It's disgusting, as we said previously. And even if you don't hold for muktzul, many posts say that it is not allowed to be moved. Finally, Sivkot and Chavdalid, Mishbur says, brings down the Chayyodim. Imhoya munach bavteach shel acholim, if you have the keys to your food chest that is inside a safe, let's say, the table, hamyuchedes lemos, umunach bamos, and you have your keys inside this safe box that has money inside of it, and it's designated normally for money, and your keys are in there, and you need them, mutalotzia teva, you'd be allowed to go and take this teva, to go get the keys out for your food. Because here you're moving something for the purposes of ochel nefesh. You're moving a muktzah thing for the purpose of ochel nefesh. Chayodim says that's allowed. Likewise, umuta gamkin lachziro im choshes l'gneva. And you can even put it back if you're concerned now that it's not in its right place. It's going to get stolen, so then you're allowed to even put it back. Again, the same principle we discussed in yesterday's year, the tiru sofa mishum tkilosin. If we don't allow you to go take it in the first place, you're not going to take it. So therefore, we allow you to go put it back in order that you want to go take it in the first place. With that, we conclude today's year.